This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057. The Fan.
Started out this way as investors seek trade fight clarity. So you kind of get the idea of what direction that the market is headed. The Dow is down 453. The S&P is down 98. The NASDAQ is down 405. DraftKings down $1.93. Under Armour's up 6 cents. They don't care about the tariffs.
Let's see here. Our sports topics. We're going to start in college basketball. Just a few days left in the regular season before the major conference tournaments begin. And as we've seen all season long, the SEC and the Big Ten, they're dominating all of the college basketball conversation. Joe Lunardi's latest bracketology has 12 teams making it from the SEC, 11 from the Big Ten, which could create some interesting crossover matchups depending on seeding. A lot will be made of the fact that the Big Ten, well, they always seem to have plenty of representation in March, but very rarely does a team or many teams from the Big Ten make it deep into the tournament. Will the SEC fall into the same boat now that they appear to be the top power conference in the sport? Cordell, buy or sell, the Big Ten will actually have more teams in the Sweet 16 than the SEC this year.
Oh. I'll sell that. I don't think very highly of the Big Ten this year. I don't think the Big Ten is that great. And I've seen people that think that the SEC is overrated. But what I do know this, I know that the SEC's best teams are better than the Big Ten's best teams. And so I'm going to take that. They have the scoring. They have the offensive teams in the SEC. The Big Ten has the defensive teams, although there are some pretty good defensive teams in the SEC as well. So I just like the top part of the SEC more. I'm going to go with them.
Latest news here in the NFL, Max Crosby and the Raiders have reached a deal on a new extension that's going to make him one of the highest paid players in the league. 3 years, $106.5 million. That moves him past Nick Bosa for the highest valued pass rusher contract and just barely past Justin Jefferson as the highest paid non-quarterback in football. What does this mean for other pass rushers or other outside linebackers out there that are looking to get paid? Thinking about Micah Parsons in particular, who's posted well over 50 sacks across his first 4 years. Not just bull rushing every down either. I mean, he kind of does it all there for the Cowboys defense. But buy or sell, Vinny, Parsons' contract will exceed Max Crosby's.
I'm definitely buying that. And Nolan, I think Jamar Chase may... If I'm Micah Parsons, I'm waiting for Chase deal to get done because I think Chase is going to get more than Crosby. and probably rightfully so. And then Micah Parsons is going to try to be even higher than that.
Over to Major League Baseball, the season almost upon us. And for a team like the Orioles, the expectations from pretty much everyone are that they'll be back in the postseason mix. But what about some other teams that made a run last year that might not have as favorable of an outlook? RJ Anderson with CBS Sports has listed five regression candidates. Four of them reside in the American League. Detroit was picked as number one. Maybe not a surprise given they had to go on a miracle run just to get to the playoffs. But at number two here for Anderson is the Royals, who he says didn't really attack the offseason in the way that he would have liked, particularly for their lineup. Are you buying or selling, Cordell, that the Royals are a top regression candidate this year?
I'll agree that they didn't do a lot this offseason, but that pitching rotation is still there, led by Cole Reagans. You still have Bobby Witt Jr., who's a top five player in baseball. They still have Salvador Perez, who I just absolutely love. But beyond that, it's not a lot. I'll soft buy it because I do agree with the overall sentiment that I don't know if they got better. But I'll say this. I don't think any of us going into last season thought the Royals were going to do what they ended up doing. So maybe they could shock the world again. I think as long as their pitching staff, for the most part, stays healthy and their best players are their best players, I think they'll be fine. But I could soft buy a somewhat of a regression.
All right, here's a fun one. Gardner Minshew. He's haunted the Ravens for the past few years, winning games for the Colts and the Raiders in trips to M&T Bank Stadium. Well, he's going to have to be with a new team next year. The Raiders just informed him that they plan to let him go and he'll enter free agency. Wherever he ends up, even if it's initially as a backup, this guy always has a way of finding his way into at least one or two, even a handful of starts when it's all said and done. And I look at the Ravens' 2025 schedule, I see four teams that could use, at the very least, a backup quarterback upgrade. Buy or sell, Vinny, Minshew will wind up facing Baltimore at some point next season.
Well, I'll buy it, you know. But I would say, you know, as you were saying all those things, I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, backup quarterback, and he fits the qualifications for what the Ravens look for in a backup. He's played great against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, would I be disappointed if they signed Gardner Minshew for a backup? I'd have no problem with that.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with it. I mean, it just made me think about that when you were mentioning it, because everybody the Ravens always go get, they played good against the Ravens.
And our last topic today, the Mavericks. Their short-term plans in their trade with sending Luka Doncic to the Lakers, getting Anthony Davis in return. Well, it's completely blown up in their face. Davis played 30 minutes before he went down with a predictable injury, hasn't returned since. And then, even worse, Kyrie Irving, the season-ending ACL injury that is likely to linger into the start of next season and maybe a majority of next season. Keep in mind, just 1 year remaining on Irving's contract, it's a player option, so he'll get paid to rehab, and then they'll have to either extend him beyond that or move on. Both him and Davis will be entering their mid-30s within the next few years as well. So all of this to say, really reading here from longtime NBA writer Sam Quinn, he's wondering if the Mavs might just hit the eject button here and try to blow it up. Buy or sell, Cordell, Davis will not be with the Mavericks by the end of the 25-26 season.
I'll buy that. It's all the ship is already sinking. It's halfway down the ocean at this point. Kyrie's injury, like you said, is all but eliminated next year as a possibility. You now got Klay Thompson's father complaining about Klay going to Dallas and feeling left stranded now with the trade of Luka and Kyrie hurt. It's a mess in Dallas. And I think Anthony Davis is going to, and Rich Paul and those guys, I think they're going to talk to Nico at some point and like, yeah, this was a good idea. This was a good effort, but we're out of here. This is a sinking ship right now. So I do expect him to be gone.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.